The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. We live in a world that is obsessed with appearances. Social media, lifestyles, success measured in possessions and titles, everywhere we turn, we are conditioned to evaluate worth by what is visible. Beauty is defined by standards that shift with trends. Value is measured by accomplishments, status, or wealth. And if we are not careful, we begin to see ourselves and others through the same shallow lens. But God invites us to a higher way of seeing. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. These words were spoken to Samuel when he stood before Jesse's sons, trying to discern which one would be king. Like us, Samuel assumed leadership should be tied to outward strength and stature. Yet God's choice was not Eliab, the impressive eldest, but David, the overlooked shepherd boy. This moment in Scripture shifts the very foundation of how we define worth. God does not choose based on what people see, but on what only He can see, the heart. Think about how different our lives might look if we truly embrace this truth. How many times have we dismissed someone because they didn't fit our idea of enough? How often do we measure our own worth by our resumes, our bodies, or our social standing? But God sees differently. He sees potential where we see limitation. He sees beauty in the broken places, value in what the world discards, and destiny in the least likely candidates. Jesus lived this truth in every encounter. He touched lepers when others stepped away. He sat with tax collectors when others despised them. He spoke dignity to women who had been shamed and rejected. He saw not just what people were, but what they could become through His grace. It's not just about how we see others, it's also about how we see ourselves. Too often, we view ourselves through the lens of failure, inadequacy, or comparison. We focus on flaws that glare at us in the mirror or shortcomings that haunt our memories. The enemy loves to magnify these things, whispering lies that we are worthless, unlovable, or broken beyond repair.